14 minutes past the hour of 2. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Welcome to the Smart Squad live on Radio Islam International on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. And yes, alhamdulillah, some good weather in this afternoon. A bit warm compared to the morning. It was some gripping temperatures early this morning with mist and fog. And yeah, it was cold, but it's a bit warm now. And I guess maybe later on this evening it might get a bit chilly again. But yes, it is the Smart Squad on Radio Islam International, and alhamdulillah, we really glad to be in your company. The name is Noman Panchbaya, my co-host Hafiz Hansala Hafiji, and the man behind the scenes, Hafiz Hamad Hafiji. Inshallah, we keep you company up until 4 p.m. We would like to welcome one and all those that are listening to us on medium wave 1548, those that are listening to us on DSTV channel 826. You might be listening to us on our satellite receivers or online audio streaming, www.radioislam.co.za. Lots to look forward to on the program this afternoon. As you always listen in and you always expect, we have our young ones calling in, reciting a nasheed, reciting fast Quran, as well as testing us with their riddle skills. And then again, we have what we always look forward to in Ramadan this year, the level up competition. This is week number 3, and we're going to have 4 contestants on inshallah just later on in the program at about 2:45 inshallah. But yes, it is a Smart Squad interactive line, 011-854-1548. That's the number to call. Our engineer Hafiz Hamad will take your call, 011-854-1548. Our WhatsApp number, 072-786-1548. 072-786-1548. As always, it gives me great pleasure to welcome my co-host, Hafiz Hansala Hafiji. Hafiz, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Oman.
How are you, Hafizab, approaching the almost 2/3 of Ramadan? How's the vibes? Are you still there when it comes to, the fever of Ramadan? Are you like getting into that mood now for the last 10 days? What's it like?
Yeah, Noman, alhamdulillah, firstly, I'm keeping very well. And correct, Noman, Ramadan, understanding it's flying, going so fast, and we can truly feel that almost people are starting to now prepare for for Eid itself. You know, like we mentioned 2 weeks ago, that how busy lands will actually become at this point in time. And we can already tell that, you know, when you just drive around the different parts of Malaysia itself, it's really busy. And I'm sure it would be the same in different parts of the country itself. People starting to prepare, getting themselves ready. But at the same time, you know, we feel sad. We feel that very soon the month of Ramadan will be coming to an end. And, you know, the thing is, we've become in the habit of doing certain things during the month of Ramadan. For example, fasting during the day, then Tarawih at night. And these are some of the practices and some of the actions which we will miss out of the month of Ramadan, because you notice the day of Eid comes a happy day where we're celebrating and, you know, having a lovely time with our family. But then as the day of Eid goes by, you realize that, you know, Ramadan has come to an end, and there's definitely that what would we say, the Tarawih and the fast that's missing. But inshallah, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts whatever little efforts we've been trying during the month of Ramadan, and make it a successful one. And for those people who are going to be sitting for itikaf, may Allah make it easy for them.
I mean, yes, Jazakallah for that, Hafiz Hansala Hafiji. Remember, our lines are open. Our engineers, inshallah, will be taking your calls. And we're going to be on with you up until 4 p.m. The time right now, 18 minutes past the hour of 2. Let's go for this week's Top Nasheed Hit. When we come back, we go straight to our line. Stay tuned.
Salamun alayk ya Aisha, zawj Rasulillahi wal mu'minin ya Aisha. يا ابنة الصديق حبيب رسول الله أنت قلب محمد والروح كالشمس تشرقين بالوجه الصبور يا أمنا الحلم والمنى نلقاك في العلا عائشة أخبرينا بحديث عائشة أخبرينا بحديث يأسر القلوب يا عيشة كم نتوب نام الزوج وانت للحبيب والعون في دوج الليل العصيب والأم والصديقة الحياة والأمل المتجى نام الزوج وانت للحبيب والعون في دوج الليل العصيب والأم والصديقة الحياة والأمل المرتجى عائشة نبيك ساتھ آپ کی ایسی محبت ایک بار پھر عظمت کی ساتھ دوڑ رہی تھی زندگی کے آخری پل تک ہمیشہ ساتھ رہی عائشہ اخبرینا بحدیث یسیر القلوب صفی لنا
Yes, 21 minutes past the hour of 2. Welcome back to the Smart Squad live on Radio Islam International. Once again, our lines to call 011-854-1548. Our WhatsApp number for interactive question and answers 072-786-1548. 072-786-1548. Our engineer telling us lines are getting busy. Let's go to our lines. Line number 1, caller, you are live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And who are we speaking to? Can I guess it's Rumaisa or Nusayba? Who are we speaking to?
Hannah Chauhan.
Oh, Hannah Chauhan. For a moment, I thought it was Rumaisa or Nusayba Bam. Hannah Chauhan, how are you today?
Alhamdulillah, and you?
Alhamdulillah, we are well. Tell us, are you speaking to us from Houghton?
From the car.
Oh, from the car, mashallah. Are you going out somewhere or are you going back home?
Back home.
Back home, mashallah. Hannah Chauhan, you stay in Houghton, am I correct? Okay, awesome stuff, mashallah. Hannah Chauhan from Houghton, tell us, how's your day going? How's the Rosa?
Good, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
And yours?
Alhamdulillah, ours is going well. And yes, we're glad that you're also having a wonderful day. Tell us, Hannah Chauhan from Houghton, what do you want to do for us on the program?
Read a surah.
Go for it, bismillah.
أقول بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم لدناه أسفل سافلين إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر خير ممنون ما
Sadaqallahu al-Azim, mashallah. Hannah Chauhan from Houghton, very well recited. Tell us what nazm should we play for you during our break?
My friend also wants to
speak. No problem. Before we speak to your friend, what nazm should we play for you?
La ilaha illa
anta by C.S. Okay, we'll see if we have that in our system and inshallah we'll play that for you. Let's speak to your friend.
My mistake. She's too shy.
Okay, no, not a problem. Tell her it's wonderful to be on air, but next time, inshallah, she can come on. Jazakallah so much for your call, Hannah. Assalamu alaikum. Hannah Chauhan from Houghton. Jazakallah for the call. Okay, let's go to our next call, Hafiz Ansla.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
What's your name?
Hania.
Yeah. Mashallah, and where are you calling from?
Freyhead.
Okay, that's excellent. And what's your surname?
Katrada.
How's your Saturday going?
Alhamdulillah.
And what are you going to be having for iftar tonight?
Burgers,
that's nice, yummy. Tell me, what are you planning to do for us in the Smart Squad?
I'm going to read a surah Alam Nashrah.
Okay, go for it. Bismillah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytan wajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alam Nashrah laka sabrak ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقذ ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, and JazakAllah so much for that recitation. And yeah, tell me, which nazm would you, can we play for you?
Jannah.
Jannah, we're going to play that nazm for you in our nasheed break. And JazakAllah, Jay?
My cousin wants to sing a nazm.
No problem, let's speak to your cousin. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam, rahmatullah. What's your name?
Yusra.
Yusra, MashaAllah. And your surname?
Kathrada.
Kathrada as well. That's excellent. Tell me, how's your Saturday going?
Alhamdulillah, and yours?
Alhamdulillah, very wonderful. What did you? What are you? Are you going to be making iftar at your cousin's place? Are you going?
No.
No, you're going to go to your own house.
Yeah.
Okay, and what are you going to be having for iftar? Do you know?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Not a problem, but next week you can call us and tell us what you ate.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Tell me, what are you going to be reading Quran or do you want to sing a nazm for us?
A nazm.
A nazm, go for it.
الصبح بدا من طلعته والليل تجامع وفرته الله 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 Allah, Allah, Allah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. And JazakAllah so much for that nazm, Yusra. Tell me, which nazm do you want to listen to?
The Cotton Candy Sky.
Okay, we're going to play that for you now on a sheet break. Keep listening to the program. And JazakAllah so much for your call. Assalamu alaikum.
The Kathrada cousins, Hania and Yusra, calling us from Frey. Hey, JazakAllah for that call. Let's go to our next caller, Hafiz Ahmad. Caller, you are live and assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And who are we speaking to?
Hamza Mouden.
Hamza Mouden, mashallah. Hamza Mouden, how are you today?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, that's good to hear. You sound like you're going for Eid shopping somewhere.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Where are you off to? Tell us.
To the Glen.
To the Glen, mashallah. You call us normally from Meerdale, am I correct?
Yes.
Si. Okay, mashallah. Hamza Mouden, what are you going to be buying? Are you going to be buying shoes, clothes? What are you going to buy for Eid?
Clothes.
Clothes, okay, mashallah. Hamza Mouden, what do you want to do for us on the program?
Read Surah Fil.
Okay, go for it, bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل وجعلهم كعصف مأكول
Sadaqallahu al-Azim, mashallah, Hamza Mouden, very, very well recited. Tell us, what nazm should we play for you?
Mustafa.
Mustafa. Okay, inshallah, we'll play that for you. And get your shopping done, inshallah, and have a lekker iftar, okay? Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Hamza Mouden from Meerdale, on his way to Glen, he tells us. Okay, let's go to our next caller.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamualaikum.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. How's your Saturday going and who are we speaking to?
Muhammad Urwa.
Muhammad Urwa. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Muhammad Urwa Kathrada. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, that's good. And how's your Saturday going?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. What are you going to be eating tonight?
Popeyes.
Okay, nice. And what do you want to do for us today?
Read a surah.
You can start reading, bismillah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatil qadr. Laylatil qadri khayrun min alf shahr. Tanazzalu al malaikatu wa ar-ruhu fiha bi idhni rabbihim kulli amr. سلام هي تامت لعيد الفجر.
صدق الله العظيم and mashallah for that beautiful, beautiful recitation coming from you. Muhammad al-Ruah, tell me which nazm can we play for you today?
Hasbi Rabbi.
No problem at all. When we go for our nasheed break, we're going to play that for you, okay? Jazakallah so much for your call. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Yeah, Numan, that's one of our regular callers in Smart Squad, Muhammad Urwa Katharada. Let's just check. Do we have any more calls? Let's go to our next call, Numan.
Hey, let's go to our next caller. Caller, you are live and assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Wa alaikum assalam. And who are we speaking to? Are you there, caller? Okay, it seems like maybe going for e-shopping as well. Let's go to our next caller. Caller, you are live and assalamu alaikum. And who are we speaking to?
Hamdan.
Hamdan, mashallah. Hamdan, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Why you sound so hungry today? Are you very, very hungry?
No.
Just a little?
Two.
Oh, okay, mashallah. What's for iftar today? Hamdan, what's
fish
with that?
Fish kebab and roti.
Hey, fish kebab and roti, lekker. And tell us where you're going to be having iftar. Where are you calling us from?
Baba auntie's house.
Where is your auntie's house?
Laneja South.
Oh, Laneja South. Okay, so it's close by. Maybe we can come for also some fish kebabs and roti. Okay, Hamdan, tell us, what are you going to be doing for us on the program? You want to refer us a surah? Okay, go for it. Bismillah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alif Lam Mim. Dhalika kitab la rayba fihi hudan lil muttaqin. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaybi wa yuqimuna as-salata mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaybi wa yuqimuna as-salata mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. I don't even know till this.
No, mashallah, mashallah. That's really, really well done there, Hamdan. Tell us, what nazm should we play for you?
Aisha.
The Aisha.
The new one.
Okay, perfect. Inshallah, by Mahmoud Uzaifa, we'll play that for you. Hamdan, jazakallah so much for your call. Enjoy your fish kebabs and roti, okay?
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum.
Hamdan calling us from his auntie's place in Laneja South. Okay, and remember, lines are still open. 011-854-1548. Our WhatsApp number 0727861548. Let's put out an interactive question of his Anzala. Smart Squad question. Remember, you can send through your WhatsApp and we'll inshallah go through the interactions. Our question to you this afternoon is, what is the best part of the day for you? In Ramadan, what is the best part of the day for you in Ramadan? Some people are those that your mornings are like a mission for them in Ramadan. So when it comes to the seri table, they don't even speak, they don't even ask for something. They'll do it themselves if they have to, but there's no need for anyone to talk in that house. So yeah, maybe you're not someone that likes the morning. Are you someone that likes the afternoons? Or are you someone that maybe prefers rather the evenings, because there's food, you can chill a bit, you know, you have your stuff. So tell us, in Ramadan, what is the favorite part of the day? Is it the morning, is it the afternoon or the evening? And tell us why. Hafiz Anzala, yours?
Numan, putting me there on the spot and making me think about this, for me definitely it would be the afternoon, because you know, in the afternoon I think you understand you can't eat, you're not doing anything else, so the best time for me is the afternoon, because I go to sleep and when you wake up you feel so refreshed. I think it's one of the best sleeps you can ever have. It's like a power nap, and just make sure you give me enough sleep before, because if you wake me up before, you know, like in a short period of time, then you feel like very, you feel actually more tired than when before you went to sleep. Mm. So it's the afternoon, and I think the next best would be iftar.
I think for me would be the evening. So after Asr, because then you know like the countdown is on,
right.
And then you have your iftar and then your taraweeh, so like the eating part, the, all of those kind of things, I think that would be, say, that I would say is my favorite part of the day. Someone saying, salams, my favorite time in Ramadan is after taraweeh. Madiha is sending through that message. Yeah, after taraweeh. Tell us the reason why. Is it because of the lack of desserts maybe? Is it maybe because you get time to spend with your family members? No one is as cross as they would be Seri time during the day. Yeah, let us know. Another one coming through saying, Assalamu alaikum, my favorite part of the day is Seri time, so that I can make everyone angry in the morning. Okay, so yeah. This one saying, Salam's best part of the day during Ramadan for me is iftar, family time. Yeah, jazakallah for that. Hafizan Salah, in your house, is there like noise in the morning?
No, I think, Noman, when it comes to the morning aspect, because, you know, at that time of the morning, it's so peaceful, quiet, everyone's just doing their own thing and trying to get done and trying to make sure that, you know, you clock in as much as possible before the Seri time ends. But more importantly, also because, you know, that time, you notice you don't want to disturb your neighbors. You don't want to make it difficult for anybody else. So, shukr, like that time, people take it easy and have a quick seri.
Okay, so we're going to come to that discussion, inshallah. Send through your interaction. Let us know what is your favorite part of the day in Ramadan and tell us why. There has to be a reason. You can't just say it's afternoon and then, yeah. We can't. Let us know, inshallah. Okay, let's take two more callers before we close lines and go into the level up competition. Caller, you are live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And who are we speaking to?
Hamna Sheikh.
Hamna, can we just get your surname again?
Hamna Sheikh.
Saith, is that your surname?
Sheikh.
Or Sheikh?
Yes.
Okay. Hamna, tell us, where are you calling us from?
From Mayfair.
From Mayfair?
Mayfair West.
Oh, Mayfair West. MashaAllah. And tell us, how's your day going today?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. That's good. Tell us, Hamna, what are you going to be doing for us on the program?
Nasheed.
You want to read for us a Nasheed? Go for it. Bismillah.
Mustafa.
Gee, no problem. You can start. Mustafa.
مصطفى أمبلو إصطفى سيرد الأمنية نسن الزرافة قنا في أفضي إلى تميفة هن قلبي يفور وشوى الأميق هن قل أم قل صفى أمبلو إصطفى سيد زخوة.
Amin, very, very well recited. Hamna from Mayfair West. Tell us, what nazm should we play for you? What's your favorite nazm?
Mustafa.
Okay, inshallah, we'll play that for you during our nasheed break. Jazakallah so much for your call, Hamna. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam from Mayfair West. Hamna, Hafiz Anzala, let's go to one more caller before we break.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum.
Alaikum salam, rahmatullah. How are you?
I'm Yawati.
Sorry, who are we speaking to?
Dayan.
Dayan?
Okay.
Did I get the name correct?
Dayan.
Mm-hmm. What's your surname, Dayan?
Dayan
Hanslot.
Hassan,
mashallah. Tell me, what do you want to do for us?
Fatiha.
Bismillah, you can start reading.
Bismillah. مستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم نكتب دار آمين.
آمين آمين. And ماشاء الله for the beautiful recitation, Dayan. Tell me, which nazm can we play for you?
Anyone.
Any nice one. We're going to play that for you now on a short break. Jazakallah so much for your call. Assalamu alaikum.
Hold it for my brother.
No problem. Call your brother. Assalamu alaikum. Yeah. Yeah, they're running around in our stomach. I think he's running with the phone to find his brother.
How old is he?
Walaikum salam, rahmatullah. What's your name?
Mikhail.
Mikhail, mashallah, and how old are you?
5 years.
5 years old. You're so big. Tell me, where do you stay?
DJ in Hammond,
Virginia. Oh, in Virginia. Mashallah, that's excellent. And what are you going to eat for iftar? Sorry?
Pies.
Pies, that's so nice. Which pies are you going to eat?
Chicken.
Chicken, okay, that's nice. What do you want to do for us, Mikhail?
Yes.
Chi?
La ilaha.
Yes,
Muhammad.
Excellent, excellent. Masha Allah. Well done on that, Mikhail. Tell me, which nazm can we play for you?
Candy bag.
Okay, not a problem at all. We're going to play that for you now, right?
Sorry.
Jazakallah so much for your call. Assalamu alaikum.
MashaAllah, from Virginia, the Hassan siblings, Dayan and Mikhail, MashaAllah. Okay, so, yes, let's look at some of the interactions that have come through. With regards to our SSQ, our Smart Squad question, before we go for our break, this one saying, Assalamu alaikum. I can say my favorite is after iftar, where I don't have to think twice before I eat something or be said and have to put it back down. Ah, yeah. We feel you. Assalamu alaikum. Favorite time is iftar time. Late afternoon. Reason? Lack of stuff smelling and sizzling in the kitchen. Uncle Zaid sending through that message. Okay, Jazakallah for that. Another one, Salams, good program. Best part of the day is afternoon when I chill and listen to Radio Islam. Afternoon comes Wow Show, especially, yes, during the weekdays. I know that's your favorite. Another one coming through, let's see, the Azwat siblings, Muhammad Ukash and Muhammad Dihya saying, Salams, our favorite time in Ramadan is after Fajr so we can get play and annoy everyone. I'm on your side, Muhammad Ukash and Muhammad Dihya. Leia saying, Salams, my favorite time is just before iftar so I can set the table and set the savory platter. Maybe send us a picture of what your savory platter looks like. Salams, my favorite in Ramadan is at 2 p.m. on Saturdays to spend time with the Smart Squad. Ah, Rumaysa, thumbs up to you there. But I wonder what you do the whole week. I know Saturdays is reserved for the Smart Squad, as always. Jazakallah for that. Keep those coming through. We're going to go through all of them. Time right now, 42 minutes past the hour of 2. We're going to go for our Nasheed break. When we come back, we go straight into the Level Up competition. Stay tuned. 13 minutes to the hour of 3. Welcome back to Radio Islam International. It is the Smart Squad and time now for our Level Up competition that we've been having throughout the weeks. This is week number 3 and we're going to be having, inshallah, 4 contestants. We've been having this competition every Saturday during the month of Ramadan this year. And alhamdulillah, so far we've had 2 winners, which we'll mention later on in our program, who's already gone through to the finals, which will be next weekend, inshallah. But it gives us great pleasure to welcome Humaira Esop from Peter Maritzburg. Humaira, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing today, Humaira?
Alhamdulillah, and you?
Alhamdulillah, well. Tell us, how's Peter Maritzburg?
It's okay.
It's okay, that's good, mashallah. Humaira, are you ready for the quiz?
Ji.
Okay, that's wonderful. You are contestant number 1 and inshallah, you're going to be given 60 seconds, right, to answer 9 questions. If you don't know an answer, you can say pass and we can always come back to it at the end if we still have time, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any questions for us, Humaira, before we ask you the questions?
No.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to start, inshallah. Okay, I get a thumbs up from my external judge. Hafiz Ansel, are you ready also? Okay, our engineer saying he's ready with the clock. Let's go. 3, 2, 1. On what date is Youth Day commemorated in South Africa?
16th of April.
Spell the word violate.
V-I-O-L-A-T-E.
Give the Arabic term for factors which break one's wudu and ghusl. On which Islamic day did the Battle of Badr take place? A. 15th of Shaban, B. the 13th of Safar, or C. the 17th of Ramadan?
17th.
What is 186 plus 67?
253.
Who was the third Khalifa in Islam?
Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu.
On which continent is Peru located?
South America.
Complete the proverb. A bad workman always?
Pass.
Reciting of Tashahud in Salah is A, Fard, B, Wajib, or C, Sunnah?
Sunnah.
Okay, time up there. Let's see how many you got right, Humaira. I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Do you count 6?
Yes.
Okay. Humaira's counting for us, Abhi Zanzala. And our judge is telling us
6.
Okay, let's just see the first one again. Okay, let's work on 6 as a tentative, right, inshallah, and then we'll mention the final score just after we come back from our Nazm break, okay? But you can listen in on the radio.
Thank you.
Jazakallah so much, Humaira. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Salaam.
Okay, so that's our first contestant, Humaira Esso from Pietermaritzburg. It's 10 minutes to the hour of 3. We're going to play another request, inshallah, and have our second contestant on. Stay tuned.
تجري من تحتها أنهار عدن ترى وعطرها مسك يريح هواها سلام فلن يأتي حلمك قوما بما قد رأى مع الحبيب أن أراه في أبوابها
to the hour of 3. Welcome back to the Smart Squad live on Radio Islam International. We get a thumbs up from our judges here as well, Hafiz Hanzala and our engineer, with Humaira Esso from Pietermaritzburg getting 6 out of the 9 questions correct. MashaAllah to her. Let's see, Humaira, you must be listening to the program and making dua, inshallah, that you go through. But we've got another 3 more contestants. Contestant number 2 for week number 3. On the line with us, we have Luqman Ahmed from Roshni. Luqman, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you today, Luqman? Alhamdulillah, we are well. How's your day going? Are you ready for iftar? Okay, what's lekker on the menu for iftar today?
Burgers.
Okay, yeah, inshallah. And you're going to enjoy the burger even more if you do well today, okay?
Okay.
Inshallah. Okay, Luqman, a reminder once again, you're going to get 60 seconds to answer 9 questions. Remember, you can say the word pass. We can come back to it if we have time at the end, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, we're going to start. 3, 2, 1. On which date is Heritage Day commemorated?
Pass.
Provide the Arabic term for the passing of wet fingers through the beard while making wudu.
Masa.
Who was the companion of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the cave of Hira?
Abu Bakr.
Complete the proverb. People who live in glass houses
never throw stone.
Spell the word educate.
E-D-U-C-A-T-E-D.
Reading of Thana in Bismillah in Salah is A, Fard, B, Mustahab, or C, Sunnah?
Sunnah.
What is 197 minus 49?
148.
On which Islamic date did the Battle of Uhud take place? A, the 15th of Ramadan, B, the 7th of Shawwal, or C, 26th Shawwal?
15th Ramadan.
On which continent is Latvia located?
Europe.
Okay, so let's see how many you've got right. 3, 5. Am I getting a thumbs up there? 5 correct. Question number 5, educate. You just must out on that one, right? Yeah, so you put in you put the letter D at the end, Luqman.
Okay.
Now you say amen. I shouldn't have. But mashallah, well tried, and you've got 5 out of the 9 correct. Okay.
Okay.
Mashallah, and jazakallah for taking part in the quiz. We are really, really proud of you. Okay?
Yeah,
okay. Jazakallah, and enjoy your iftar. Have some few burgers for us also. Okay?
Okay.
Jazakallah so much. Luqman, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Luqman Ahmad from Roshni, mashallah, 5 out of 9. He would have had 6. Just at the end, the spelling of educate, Abizanzula. At that moment, with the pressure. But yeah, inshallah, who knows, next time again.
Exactly, Noman. I think you've put it out perfectly to explain to our listeners that, you know, there's always a next time. It's not just once, but inshallah. You know, the most important thing is, like Munakar even mentions on his quiz, that here on the quiz, we are all learning, and that's the most important thing.
Correct. Jazakallah so much for that. So far we've had 2 contestants. Humaira Esab from Peter Maritzburg getting 6 correct. Luqman Ahmed from Roshni, 5 correct. We have 2 more contestants just after 3 p.m. Stay tuned to the Smart Squad. Five minutes past the hour of 3. Welcome back to the Smart Squad live on Radio Islam International. And yes, it's our level up competition, contestant number 3 and 4, inshallah, will be coming on shortly. Reminder once again that we had 2 contestants just before 3 p.m. We had with us Humaira Esop from Peter Maritzburg with 6 points and Luqman Ahmed from Roshni, 5 points. Mashallah to them. Let's welcome contestant number 3 on the line from Azadville, Aisha Patel. Aisha, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you this afternoon, Aisha?
Okay, alhamdulillah.
Are you nervous? Nah, don't be nervous. Inshallah, it's going to go well. And just put your mind to it and don't rush through it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. You're going to have 60 seconds, inshallah. And we're going to ask you 9 questions. If you don't know an answer, you can say pass and we can come back to it at the end if we still have time, okay? Do you have any questions for us, Aisha?
No.
No, okay. Let's see. Thumbs up from our engineer with the clock, yes. Hafiz Hanzala, ready. As well as our judge here in studio. Okay, let's start in 3, 2, 1. Provide the Arabic term for the final sitting in Salah. Spell the word elevate.
E-L-A-V-A-T-E.
Reciting of the Quran in Salah is A, wajib, B, fard, or C, mustahab?
A.
On which date is Reconciliation Day commemorated?
16 December.
Complete the proverb, when the going gets tough?
The tough gets going.
On which continent is Sierra Leone located?
Africa.
In which Islamic year did the Battle of the Trench take place? A, 15 AH, B, 5 AH, or C, 27 AH?
5.
What is 137 plus 87? In which cave did the first revelation take place?
Cave of Hira.
Okay, time up. Aisha Patel, let's count. 1, 2, 3, 4, right? Okay, mashallah, Aisha Patel, you've answered 4 of the questions correct. Mashallah, I see you would have done much better if you would have said pass to the other ones. But mashallah, and well done. Jazakallah so much for taking part, okay?
Chief.
Jazakallah. And yeah, just elevate. I think the mistake... Yeah, the mistake she made was she said E-L-A instead of saying E-L-E. Okay, but that's not a problem. Inshallah, next time you can take part again, okay?
Okay.
Jazakallah, Aisha. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Mashallah to Aisha Patel there with 4 correct answers, Aisha being from Azadville. Okay, we're going to have inshallah one more contestant and we're going to be telling you who that is just after this Nasheed break. Stay tuned. Abu Bakr Siddiq bhi Farooq bhi Usman bhi Khadr bhi Jannati
Har sahab ye nabi Jannati Jannati Har sahab ye nabi Jannati Jannati
Har sahab ye nabi Jannati Jannati Har sahab ye nabi
سب رب سے راضی خدا ان سے راضی
یہ سب رب سے راضی خدا ان سے راضی
کتابیں خدا میں کتابیں خدا میں تو لکھا یہ ہے sitare sahaba nabi ka sahaba har ek jannati hai yehi kehta yaar ek ummati hai
nabi ka sahaba har ek jannati hai
yehi kehta har ek ummati hai sahaba ka shatim nabi ka hai shatim sahaba ka shatim nabi ka hai shatim ye keh do jagar hasmi se nabi hai
minutes past the hour of 3. Welcome back to Radio Islam International. It is a Smart Squad and our Level Up competition. And we have with us contestant number 4. Remember, it's week 3. And on the line with us, we have Hamza Sheikh. Hamza, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh.
How? Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, that's good. Are you ready, Hamza?
Inshallah.
Okay, inshallah. Tell us, what school do you attend in Indonesia?
Alpha Primary.
Alpha Primary, mashallah, that's good. Okay, so Hamza, once again, we're going to say you're going to have 60 seconds, inshallah, and you're going to have to answer 9 questions. If you don't know something, you're going to say pass, okay? And we can come back to it if we still have time.
Okay.
Okay, inshallah. Let's get a thumbs up. Okay, our... Judge, are you okay? We can't even offer him water right now, but he's coughing, but it's fine. Are you ready? Yes, Hafiz Anzala ready. Our engineer ready with the clock. We're going to start in 3, 2, 1. Complete the proverb. A bird in hand is worth?
Pass.
On which date is Human Rights Day commemorated?
On the 21st of March.
Turning the chest away from Salah is A. Makruh, B. Nawaqid, or C. Haram?
Makru.
On which continent is Kyrgyzstan located?
Africa.
Provide the Arabic term for Islamic law.
Sharia.
What was the name of the king of Abyssinia?
Niger.
What is 168 minus 39?
129.
Spell the word operate.
O-P-E-R-A-T-E.
In which Islamic year did the Treaty of Hudaybiyah take place? A 6AH, B 20AH, or C 1245AH?
6AH.
Okay, complete the proverb. Okay, let's count here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many do you think you got right, Hamza?
6.
Yeah, I think you felt the tension, yeah. Okay, mashallah, Hamza, you got 6 correct. That means you go into a sudden death with Humaira Esso from Pietermaritzburg, okay?
Okay.
Mashallah, you said pass to 1 out of the 9, but by the time we came back to it, time was up. So we're just going to stay on the line, and our engineer is going to get in our second contestant, and then we're going to go into our sudden death, okay? Jazakallah, just hold on. Let's go for a break.
Mustafa, ya Mustafa.
Urdu bhi bole,
Nabi, Nabi.
Pathan bhi bole,
Nabi, Nabi.
Gujarati bhi bole,
Nabi, Nabi.
Mehmat bhi bole,
Nabi, Nabi.
Sindhi bhi bole,
Nabi, Nabi.
Pathan bhi bole,
Nabi, Nabi.
Punjabi bole,
Nabi. Chhota zarur hai. पर रोजे रखने का शौक तो बहुत अच्छी बात है माशाल्लाह आप तो सारे रोजे रखते हैं इस साल हमजा भी सारे रोजे रखेगा है ना हमजा
इंशाल्लाह
इंशाल्लाह सारे रोजे रखूंगा रमजान में नमाज पढ़ के रब को राजी कर लूंगा रमजान में
इंशाल्लाह सारे रोजे रखूंगा रमजान में नमाज पढ़ के
परवाने बटते हैं मावे रमजान में जन्नत
پڑھ کے رب کو راضی کر لوں گا رمضان میں انشاءاللہ سارے روزے برکت ہے رمضان میں رحمت ہے پڑھ کے رب کو راضی برکت ہے رمضان میں
جانے آن جانے میں دل جس کا میں نے توڑا ہے روٹ کے مجھ سے
19 minutes past the hour 3. Welcome back to Radio Islam International. It is the Smart Squad, and yes, we're leveling it up. Yeah, taking it up another level. It's time now for the sudden death. We had four contestants this afternoon. Just to run you through all of them, we had with us contestant number one was Humaira Essa from Peter Maritzburg, who had 6 points. Then we had with us Luqman Ahmed from Roshni with 5 points, Aisha Patel from Azadville with 4 points, and then Hamza Sheikh with 6 points from Lanesia, which brings us to a sudden death between Humaira Essa from Peter Maritzburg and Hamza Sheikh from Lanesia. Let's welcome Hamza Sheikh first. Humaira will go on second. Hamza, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh once again.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, so this time the rules are a bit different. You're going to have 2 questions to answer. Okay, you're going to have 8 seconds to answer the question. So 8 seconds each. So 8 seconds to answer the first question and then 8 seconds to answer the second question. Okay. Any questions before we go into it?
No, Mulana.
You're ready? Okay. Our engineers are ready with the 8 second clock. Chargers ready. Hafiz Hanzala, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. Let's go. Hamza Sheikh. And in 3, 2, 1. Calculate fast. What is 564 plus 73?
637.
Okay. Yeah, I think that calculator is helping there, Vizansala. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
But it's fine. Let's see. Let's go to the second question. Okay, our engineer's ready as well. Spell the word for us, mysterious.
M-Y-S-T-E-R-I-O-U-S.
What do we say? Charges? Our engineer, was it within the gong? Was it within? No. Okay. So, Hamza?
Ji.
You have 1 out of 2, okay?
Ji.
Because the last part was just after the gong. Yeah, I think that slow start might have caused. Let's see. Let's welcome Humaira. Hamza, don't drop the line. Let's speak to Humaira from Peter Maritzburg. Humaira, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh once again.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, so we're going to tell you that you're going to have 8 seconds, right, to answer one question. There's going to be 2 questions in total, so 8 seconds each. 8 seconds to answer the first one, and then 8 seconds to answer the second one. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Let's go. Calculate fast. 589 plus 66.
655.
Okay, mashallah. Let's go to our next one. Spell the word for us, prosperous.
P-R-O-S-P-E-R-O-U-S.
Hafiz Hanzala? I think they might have left out one of the letters.
Yeah, I think.
But the letter spells out.
Humaira, which letter did you leave out?
I don't know.
Because you left out nothing.
We also don't know. MashaAllah, Humaira Essa from Peter Maritzburg. Tell us who helped you out there.
My sister.
Hi, your sister deserves maybe a share of it if you do win at the end of next week, inshallah. Mashallah to you, Humaira Essa from Peter Maritzburg. You got both correct within the time frame. Don't leave us as yet. Let's speak to Hamza. Hamza, are you still there?
Yes.
Mashallah, and we really appreciate some good competition there. Mashallah to you, and Jazakallah so much for participating, okay?
Yes.
You just made Lens proud as well as Alpha Primary. Now you can walk around the post the next week. Hamza, what you feel?
I think, you know, definitely when Hamza came on the competition itself, let alone Lanesha itself, here in the studio itself, we were starting to have that, you know, fast heartbeat, just making you feel what's going to be happening next. But, you know, most definitely he kept it going, and we're truly grateful for his participation. And Jazakallah so much for that excellent work. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless you with knowledge.
Ameen. Shazakullah Hamza, assalamu alaikum.
Salaam.
There is Hamza Sheikh. Yeah, good competition there. Humaira, you still there?
Yes.
Messages of support coming to you from Rumaisa saying, Salams Humaira all the way, hashtag girl power. Yeah, so from Rumaisa Azwar from Springs, backing you up there. Another one coming through saying, Masha Allah, Humaira Essa from Peter Maritzburg, well done. You really had our hearts beating very fast there towards the end. I think, yeah, when it came to that spelling part, when we said you must out a letter, were you a bit nervous, or you knew you had it correct?
I was a bit nervous.
Okay, mashallah to you for getting that questions correct, mashallah. And remember, you go through to the finals, which is next week, Saturday, inshallah, okay?
Okay.
Jazakallah so much for taking part. We'll speak to you next week.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Humaira Essa from Peter Maritzburg, Hafiz Anzala, how was the nerves there?
I could actually feel it, Noman. And you know, the thing is, you don't want any of your participants to be knocked out. But the reality is, there's always only one participant that goes through into the final week. But it's really exciting, and it's something that we learn at the same time. And you know, Noman, during the week when we're busy preparing and we're putting everything together, then we're just thinking how things are going to be unfolding and how things are going to be turning out to be. But it's definitely something... you know, we make dua that going to stay, and inshallah, you know, not only our participants but also the listeners out there are learning and interacting and engaging from this competition itself.
Yes, definitely. So let's tell our listeners, right, the contestants that are going through to the finals. Remember, we had 3 weeks of qualifiers, which have just ended right now. And now whoever won throughout the weeks goes through to the finals, which is next week, Saturday, inshallah, around the same time. So we have Khalid Vaid from Gillview. Then we have Zahra Mayat from Marlborough. And today's winner, Humaira Asaf from Peter Maritzburg. So Khalid Vaid from Gillview, Zahra Mayat from Marlborough, as well as Humaira Asaf from Peter Maritzburg, they go through to the finals, which is next week, Saturday, inshallah. And all three of them vie with one another. Vie with one another for a prize of
5,000 rand.
Yeah, in a tax-free investment account. Okay, so let's go for a break to calm the nerves. 26 minutes past the hour of 3. When we come back, we have more for you on the Smart Squad. Stay tuned.
We all know that being grateful can do wonders to our lives. However, in our materialistic culture, it's so easy to forget all that we have. Only by being continuously reminded of our limitless blessings and reconnecting with Allah, who has provided the gifts we enjoy, can we begin to show gratitude. Ramadan 1442, an attitude of gratitude. Only on Radio Islam International.
Ramzan aa gaya, mahe ghufran aa gaya. Ramzan aa gaya, mahe ghufran aa gaya. Khel cricket na shararat ke liye aaya hai. Mahe Ramzan ibadat ke liye aaya hai. Khel cricket na shararat ke liye aaya hai. Mahe Ramzan ibadat ke liye aaya hai.
شرارت کے لیے آیا ہے ماہ رمضان عبادت کے لیے آیا ہے رسول الله وأم المؤمنين عائشة يا ابنة الصديق حبيب رسول الله أنت قلب محمد والروح كالشمس تشرقين بالوجه الصبور يا أمنا الحلم والمنى نلقاك في العلا عائشة أخبرينا بحديث يأسر القلوب صفي لنا نبينا في سائر الطرق كم نشتاق له يا عائشة كم نتوب عائشة أخبرينا بحديث يأسر القلوب صفي لنا نبينا في سائر الطرق كم نشتاق له يا عائشة كم نتوب يا عائشة كم نتوب نام الزوج أنت للحبيب والعون في دوج الليل العصيم والأم والصديقة الحياة والأمل المتجى نعم الزوج أنت للحبيب والعون في دوج الليل العصيب والأم والصديقة الحياة والأمل المرتجى عائشة نبيك ساتب كي ياسي محبت اكبر پھر عزمت کی ساتھ دوڑ رہی تھی زندگی کے آخری پل تک ہمیشہ ساتھ رہی عائشہ اخبرینا بحدیث یأسر القلوب صفی لنا نبینا
میرے مولا 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 Yes, Sidat from the UK, and you are listening to the Smart Squad on Radio Islam International.
Allahu mere maula maula maula.
22 minutes past the hour, or rather 22 minutes to the hour of 4, 38 minutes past the hour of 3. Welcome back to the Smart Squad live on Radio Islam International. We just had the level up competition just before the break, and alhamdulillah, we have our winner for this week, which is Humaira Essa from Peter Maritzburg, mashallah to her. And as we mentioned earlier on, that she goes through to the finals with the other two winners of the past few weeks, Khalid Vaid from Gilview, as well as Zahra Mayed from Marlborough. Okay, so Hafiz Ansala, we were just checking with our judges as well as our engineers and listening through on the system while we went for the break to see if Hamza's spelling of the word was within the 8-second time frame. And you can give us our final prediction or the final answer.
Yeah, so Noman, as you mentioned, and you know, we can understand that everyone must have been wondering whether it was, because you know, if you're listening over the radio, then it you're only hearing it once, and this is why we want to clarify and make sure that everything is put out. So you know, when it came to the Hamza's thing, we understand that he did provide us with the word, but unfortunately the timing was totally out, and the last part of the word itself was not within the time frame. So unfortunately, that's the reason why Hamza did not get that answer correct. And you know, we made sure that we repeatedly played you know, the clock itself together with the pronunciation of the word, the spelling of the word, and this is how we've actually double checked and made sure that the correct information was provided. And based on this, we do tell you that the winner for this week, as Noman has mentioned, is Humaira Essa.
Jazakallah for that. Hamza Sheikh, unfortunately. So I think that start, we actually heard it a few times. The start was a bit delayed. By the time he spelled, it was already, I think, 3 seconds in. It was already three seconds in.
I think, you know, as we were listening to that, we realized that, you know, the M-Y-S as he started spelling was quite delayed, and that's where he lost out the time at the end. And due to this, he never managed to complete the U-S within the time frame, no man.
But yeah, inshallah, we hope Hamza wins one day, inshallah, and takes part in the future competitions. But jazakallah to all those that have entered. And of course, our entries are now closed because it's the end of the qualifiers and we go through to our finals next weekend, which is something we're really looking forward to. But remember, it's still the Smart Squad. So you can call in, inshallah, 011-854-1548. Our WhatsApp number, 072-786-1548. Hafiz Anzala, a reminder to our listeners about the Smart Squad question, SSQ for this afternoon. We asked our listeners as to what is your favorite part of the day. What is the favorite part of the day and why? So let's see some of them that has come through. This one saying, salams. Okay, it says, Saturdays I wait for the Smart Squad team. Enjoy your show. Jazakallah. My grandson's name is also Hanzala. Make dua. He also becomes a Hafiz like you, inshallah.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him a good Hafiz one day, inshallah, and make him and let him live up to the name of Hazrat Hanzala, radiallahu anhu.
MashaAllah. So, yeah, that message coming through there. This one saying, Assalamu alaikum. My favorite part is Taraweeh. Alhamdulillah, I don't mind standing for long rakats in Salah because I feel like I have a connection with Allah.
Subhanallah, what a powerful message coming through. And a form of inspiration for us at the same time, Numan, understanding that, you know, what I've noticed and what I've been hearing from people is, as the month has, when the month of Ramadan started, everyone was on the high note and, you know, on that vibe where they were feeling spiritually uplifted and connected in the sense that they were just so excited and the energy was flowing. But as the days kept on going, and as the time was going, we started feeling that, you know, you're losing that energy or you're lacking that motivation. So, you know, messages like this that come through definitely motivates us and reminds us that, you know, we should actually be increasing in our ibadah because the days are decreasing.
Definitely, subhanallah. The son saying, Assalamu alaikum, my favorite part is tahajjud. MashaAllah, yeah, my favorite part is tahajjud. I hope and I make dua, inshallah, that maybe I can become one of those also. My favorite part is the time at tahajjud when I can talk to Allah and pour my heart out and talk to my Allah. Subhanallah, yeah, that's a different connection. But inshallah, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us that ability to make it such where our tahajjud is not just a tahajjud where we just, because we are awake, so we're performing our two rakat salah, but rather where you build that connection and it's something that you can continue after the month of Ramadan. Jazakallah for that. Remember, our question to you is, what is your favorite part of the day in Ramadan and why? What's your reason for it? So we had different ones, some saying afternoons because of the sleep, some saying in the morning, seri, some saying tahajjud time, others saying that at night, Taraweeh time. So, yeah, different ones coming through. Let's go to our lines. Hafiz Anzala, let's see who's on the line.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
Who are we speaking to?
Rumaisa
and Nuseiba. MashaAllah, you know, I must tell you that probably if you were listening to the program in the first hour, Numan thought you were our very first participant for this afternoon, but it so happens to be that you didn't leave us unattended and you made sure that you called us on the program. How's your Saturday going?
Alhamdulillah, it's okay. We found to say Assalamu alaikum and ask how's Ramadan? Because we were
making
the Smart Squad.
Jazakallah so much for that message. Well, alhamdulillah, Ramadan is treating us very well, especially in terms of all the lack of food that we're eating. But, you know, at the same time, we feel sad that Ramadan is flying and going so quickly. How is your people's Ramadan going?
Alhamdulillah, it's going good.
That's really nice. And what are you people going to be having for iftar tonight? Let's talk about that.
I'm not sure, but we usually have every day.
And
we have kahwa, which is like a coffee. We have yogurt with tukka and za'atar, which is an Arab spice, and we have it with the bread.
MashaAllah, so that's something you guys must be having to break your fast just before you have your main meal for iftar. Yes. Really nice. And Jazakallah for sharing that with us. Are you people actually planning to sing a nizam together for us this evening or this afternoon? You and your sister.
Not really, but we can read a surah.
Yeah, no problem at all. We don't mind at all. Go for it.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم
ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجرهم غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعض بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, and JazakAllah so much for that recitation. And what about your sister? Does she also want to read? No problem at all. But before she comes on, which Nazm do you want to listen to today?
Can you please play for me Kun
Anta? I don't think we've got that Nazm on our system. Is there any other request we can play for you?
Any Umar Asim.
Okay, perfect. We're going to do that for you now on a shit break. JazakAllah so much. Let's speak to your sister.
Yes,
Allah.
Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. How's your Saturday going?
Fine, alhamdulillah.
That's wonderful. Are you actually missing all the lekker chows out of Ramadan that you eat in the afternoon?
Little bit.
Yeah, but I see you guys are having a nice menu for iftar, the Arabic, iftar. Yeah. And what are you looking forward to eating or what are you listening for?
I'm not listening for so many things.
Yeah, but...
Also, not sure what I'm listening for.
Sorry, what did you say?
I said I'm not sure what I'm listening for.
Okay, no problem. I don't think right now you're listening for anything, but when you see that iftar table or dasturkhan laid out, then you just want to have everything, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me now, what do you want to do for us? Do you want to read Quran? Do you want to sing a nazm?
I'm going to be reading a surah.
Go for it, Bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مؤصدة في أمد ممددة صدق الله العظيم.
Sadaq Allahu al-Azim, MashaAllah, MashaAllah, and JazakAllah so much for that recitation. Your nazm that you would like to listen to?
Whichever nazm you play for my sister, you can play.
Okay, perfect. We're going to play a nice one for you and your sister, okay? JazakAllah so much for your call, and we look forward to speaking to you soon. Okay, I think Noman has a question to ask you.
Yeah, Rumaysa and Nuseiba saying they don't know what they list for. But what is the one thing that you've always wanted to have this Ramadan, but you didn't get a chance to have it? Was it maybe pizzas, burgers, machachos? Yeah, machachos. But what do you like from there? Is it the strips and chips or the burger or what do you like?
The
Saiba?
The burgers and the chips are really nice
with
machachos.
Yes, okay, yeah, we list for the same. Maybe we must ask Hafiz Hamza to organize for us that tonight. JazakAllah so much, Rumaysa and Nuseiba, and have a lekker iftar, okay?
Yes,
Allah, Zakala,
you
too. Ameen, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum
assalam. Rumaysa, Nuseiba, bomb there. Okay, let's see our engineer. Do we have another call on the line? Yes, he says we have a caller. Caller, you are live on here. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam.
Who are we speaking to?
Zahra Muhammad.
Zahra Muhammad, mashallah. Zahra Muhammad, where are you calling us from?
Roosevelt Park.
Roosevelt Park, mashallah. And tell us, how's your day going?
It's fine, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, ours is going well. Tell us what's on the menu for iftar. What do you list for?
I list for spring rolls that we have in cutlet and chapalani parcels.
True, lekker, happening. Yeah, it's happening today. Zahra Muhammad from Roosevelt Park, tell us what are you going to be doing for us on the program?
Surah.
Yes, you can go ahead, Bismillah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر صدق الله العظيم
صدق الله العظيم ما شاء الله ما شاء الله زهرة محمد from Roosevelt Park very well recited tell us what nazm should we play for you
Assalamu alaikum by Umarisa
okay we'll see if we have that in our system and inshallah if we do we'll play it for you okay Jazakallah so much for your call.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Zahra Muhammad from Roosevelt Park. Let's go to our next caller. Caller, you are live on air. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum assalam.
Who are we speaking to?
Zaida.
Zaida or Zaina?
Zaida.
I can't get that.
Can you just repeat it once again?
Zaida.
Juwairia. Oh, okay, mashallah. Juwairia, tell us what's your surname?
Juwairia Raja.
Juwairia Raja, mashallah. And where are you calling us from, Juwairia?
From Pietermaritzburg.
From Pietermaritzburg, mashallah. Juwairia Raja, tell us, what do you list for this evening on for iftar?
I'm having moons and halim.
Oh, yeah, moons and halim. Halim is a must in Durban. They say it pumps from the boreholes there. Yeah, we pump water there, they pump halim. Juwairia Raja. From Pietermaritzburg, what are you going to be doing for us on the program?
Reading a surah.
You can go for it. Bismillah.
Bilangina shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Wa wada'na anta wizrak. Allazi ankad zahraka. Wa rafa'na laka zikrak. Fa innama al-usri yusra. إنما al-usri yusra. Fa idha farakhta fansab. Wa idha rabbika farukhab.
Sadakallahu al-Azim, mashallah. Juwairia Raja from Pietermaritzburg, very well recited. What nazm should we play for you?
Subhanallah.
Okay, inshallah, we'll play that for you. Jazakallah so much for your call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamualaikum.
There is Juwairia Raja from Pietermaritzburg, our final caller on the Smart Squad. But yes, let's welcome our guest here in studio. We've got with us Muhammad Bana from Lanesia Extension 13. Muhammad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Why you sound so hungry? Are you hungry?
No.
You're not hungry. What did you have for Seri today?
I can't remember.
Oh, you can't remember. So maybe you had Weet-Bix? No. Kellogg's?
No.
Porridge?
No.
Bread?
No.
Milk?
No.
Tea?
No.
What did you have then?
What did you have? You can't remember. Okay, what you had for lunch?
No, nothing.
Nothing? Okay, so what are you having for iftar then?
Samosas.
Only samosas? Chicken samosas? Mutton samosas? Which one?
Chicken samosas.
Is it lakka? Do you have chutney with it? No, just plain. How? The brave Muhammad Bana. Muhammad, how is your Ramadan going?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And how's school?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Are you on holiday?
Ji.
Till when? Are you off till after Eid?
Ji.
Hey, lakana. Eh? You're going to enjoy it. Okay, mashallah. Muhammad Bana, tell us, what do you want to do for us on the program?
A surah.
Go for it, bismillah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم القارئة ما القارئة وما أدراك ما القارئة يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية ما أدراك ما هي نار حامية
Sadakallah al-Azim, mashallah, Muhammad Bana from Lanesia Extension 13. And I, if I can remember correctly, you are doing hifz, correct? Yes? Yes or no? He's nodding his head. So maybe our listeners can see that through the radio. Muhammad Bana, how many paras have you completed? One para. Two? Three? Ten? Why are you so shy? Tell us how many paras. Have you finished 10? 9? 8? 7? She's too shy. No problem at all. Okay, but next time, inshallah, you'll tell us, right? Or do you want to write it down first on the page and tell us? Okay, no problem. I remember our brother Hafiz Hamza Qazi saying he finished 10 paras. Did you finish 10 paras? Yes or no? Ah, he's too shy to tell us. Okay, no problem. What nazm should we play for you, Muhammad?
Hasbi
Rabbi. Okay, inshallah, we play the future. Jazakallah so much for coming to the station, okay? And we have a lekker iftar. But you must remember this time what you're having for iftar, okay?
Okay.
So that next time when you come, inshallah, you tell us. Okay. Jazakallah so much for joining us. Muhammad Bana from Lanesha Extension 13 in studio with us and says, I'm too shy to even say. Can we ask you one more time? How many paras have you finished? He doesn't tell us. Okay, no, not a problem at all. 3 minutes to the hour of four. Jazakallah so much for to everyone for tuning in to Radio Islam International and listening in to the Smart Squad. It's been a real pleasure being in your company. Hafiz Hanzala, your final comments as our listeners go into the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan.
You know, I think we should all... remember us in your du'as. I'm actually lost for the words, you know, man. But the thing is, remember us in your du'as and have a lovely, you know, week ahead. And the thing is, for those participants who might be, not participants, listeners who might be wondering what's happening next week, next weekend is the final of the 3 weeks of all the participants who participated in over the 3 weeks. The winners of the 3 weeks will, inshallah, be taking part in the finals next weekend.
Yes, inshallah, that will be the finals next weekend, Saturday, inshallah, as we've mentioned earlier, that we have 3 participants and they'll be vying with one another for the 5,000 rands in a tax-free investment account with Al Barakah Bank. Jazakallah to one and all for tuning in to Radio Islam International. From myself, Noman Panchwaya, Hafiz Hanzala Hafiji, Hafiz Hamad Hafiji, and our young Muhammad Bana here in studio. Till next week, Assalamu Alaikum.
Wa Rahmatullahi Wa Barakatuh.
Allahu Allah, Allah, Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, All